From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama took his jobs creation message to North Carolina today. The president telling a noisy group at North Carolina State University that college students need to join him in his fight to get Congress to approve the nearly $450 billion measure.
Yes, we can. We could pass this thing, but we need Congress to help us do it. Now, if we pass this bill, the typical working family in North Carolina will get a $1,300 tax cut next year.
The plan, which would extend payroll tax cuts, provide additional unemployment insurance, and put the jobless to work rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, has already run into stiff Republican opposition. GOP lawmakers have said they don't want to increase spending at a time the nation continues to grapple with a widening budget deficit. Critical mistakes by BP led to the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history and the deaths of 11 rig workers killed in Deepwater Horizon explosion last year. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that's the conclusion of a government investigation out today.
Federal investigators say in the days before the explosion, BP made a series of decisions that increased risk and then failed to take steps to mitigate the disaster. The findings are the result of a joint investigation by the Coast Guard and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, one of several government inquiries into the April 2010 blowout of BP's Macondo well and the resulting oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The report says BP and its contractors violated federal regulations and cites company practices aimed at saving time and money at the expense of safety. The panel is recommending changes to the way the federal government regulates offshore drilling, issues now pending before Congress. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East says the U.S. is concerned about bringing loose weapons under control after the six-month conflict in Libya. But as NPR's Coy Flintoff says, the envoy believes the material used to make chemical weapons has been secured.
Jeffrey Feltman visited Tripoli today for talks with members of the rebel leadership, the Transitional National Council. He told reporters that there are worries about the vast number of weapons looted from the armories of ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi. But he said the U.S. believes that there has not been any loss of toxic chemicals that could be used to make mustard gas and other poisonous weapons.
We believe from monitoring that they are where they're supposed to be.
Feltman said there are concerns about shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles that are not accounted for. Such weapons could potentially be used for terrorist attacks on airplanes. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.
Optimism over signs of cooperation in Europe in terms of the Greek debt crisis spilled over to Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 140 points. The Nasdaq rose 40 points today. You're listening to NPR. Teachers in Tacoma, Washington are being ordered to return to work by a judge there. The decision follows legal arguments by the Tacoma School District that 19 different state courts have ruled teacher strikes illegal since 1976. Pierce County Superior Court judge said he would issue a temporary restraining order against the picketing teachers, though the language of the order was not expected to be final till later this week. Hundreds of teachers began picketing at the state's third largest school district Tuesday, idling 28,000 students. The Puerto Rican hip-hop duo Calletrea was nominated for a record 10 Latin Grammy Awards. NPR's Mandalito Barco was at the announcement this morning in Hollywood.
Calletrea collaborated with Peruvian singer Susana Baca and others for their hit song honoring the culture and people of Latin America.
Soy América Latina, un pueblo sin pierna pero que camina. Oye,
tú no puedes comprar el viento.
Latino America was nominated for Record and Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and seven other categories. Lead singer René Pérez, known as Residente, says Calletrea's music is often misunderstood.
Even in my country, they don't know what we're doing. For example, Latin America, not everyone understands that song over there because they are so disconnected from Latin America that they don't know. And it's sad.
This year's Latin Grammys will be held in Las Vegas on November 10th. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Nation's retailers fared worse than expected in August. The Commerce Department reporting today sales were up last month, but just by 0.3%. That's down from an initial reading of 0.5%. Auto sales and sales at clothing stores both moved lower. One reason analysts say sales numbers may have been weaker was the effects of Hurricane Irene. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.